There's not much to see while driving along Highway 99 on the outskirts of Madeira except some dry fields, a few gas stations, and remote hotels. But the North Fork Rancheria of Mono Indians hope to change the scenery. The tribe plans to build a large casino complex featuring as many as 2,000 slot machines on land it acquired next to the highway.
We'll start off with the casinos, some restaurants, food court, 1,000-seat bingo hall. We'll go into a parking garage and a hotel and regular resort. You're going to see it right here, right on the front, 55 acres.
That's Mary Ann McGovern, vice chair of the tribe. 45 minutes away from the casino site is the tribe's home in the quiet foothill community of North Fork, south of Yosemite. McGovern claims they can't build a casino there because the tribe doesn't own land, with the exception of a handful of tribe members who own an 80-acre parcel.
Back in the 50s, all the land was taken away, went into fee status, which is where you pay property taxes. So when we were re-recognized in the 80s, the land went into those individuals that paid the taxes for all those years, and not the rest of the tribe.
She says that's why the tribe acquired the 305-acre Madeira site back in 2011 after what they call a meticulous process with the U.S. Department of the Interior.
They couldn't deny us. They recognize that we have a historical connection to this land. They recognize that there was a signed treaty that places on this land, and they recognize the fact that we are landless.
And in July of 2013, after Governor Brown agreed to the project, the state's legislature formally approved the casino complex on the acquired tribal land. But right away, critics of the proposed casino popped up. Cheryl Schmidt is one of them.
Here we have an off-reservation casino that's been approved to be on Highway 99. If this facility is allowed to move forward, it sets a precedent for California.
Schmidt is a leader of Stand Up for California. They're a group that focuses on gambling issues and is leading the No on 48 campaign.
The casino issue is not just a local issue. It is a statewide issue. If this one goes through, you will see another number of proposals.
She says if the referendum is approved, it will open the door for other tribes to build casinos off-reservation and in urban areas. But tribal leaders disagree, saying acquiring new land requires passing a very strict process to win the approval of the federal government. In just a few weeks, voters will be asked to make a choice on the future of the casino with Prop 48. Those who want the casino project to move forward would cast a yes vote, and those who hope to block the project would vote no. These options have left local Madeira officials taking sides.
It's probably one of the most important economically things that's come to Madeira County for 50 years.
That's Tom Wheeler, chairman of the Madeira County Board of Supervisors. He says the casino will bring much-needed jobs and benefits to the area.
The compact that the tribe has made with Madeira County and the state of California is probably the, I know it's the best one in California, it's probably the best in the whole United States. It's almost $5 million a year for the county, for the Madeira City, Chowchilla City, our schools, for roads, for sheriff, for fire.
The North Fork Mono say they've also negotiated payments into the state's revenue sharing fund for non-gaming tribes. The tribe says it will also share profits with a Humboldt County tribe. But not everyone sees the casino complex as a good move, including Madeira Mayor Robert Poitras.
The reason I'm opposing the North Fork Casino is one reason primarily, and that's due to issues with problem gambling that it would cause.
For a region that already faces high unemployment rates, Poitras says the last thing residents need is a new casino.
They just become addicted to gambling, and that's just like any other addiction. It's something that would affect families, jobs, pocketbooks, the whole shot.
The campaign that wants to block the casino has raised more than $11 million this year. The two biggest donors are neighboring tribe Table Mountain Rancheria, who own a casino in Fresno County, and a Wall Street firm that backs the Tuckchancy Gold Casino owned by a tribe in Coarse Gold. As local officials debate whether a new casino on Highway 99 is the right path for Madeira County's success, California voters will get the chance to weigh in on Prop 48 on the November ballot. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Diana Aguilera.